All right, we're here today with Marc-Étienne Boussier, who is originally from Gatineau, Quebec. And obviously, it's a pretty big week. First PGA Tour event for you?
Yeah, very first one. And actually, I had never played even a web.com tour event. So it's straight up to the major league this week.
I mean, obviously, you know, you're a PGA of Canada professional. You'd be number one in the rankings. You won the PGA Championship of Canada 2 years ago, won the Assistance Championship last year. Yep. So you've obviously proven yourself as a player, obviously had some success playing some mini tour stuff and things before.
Yep.
How does this feel different to you, other than the fact that, you know, it's the PGA Tour? Are there more nerves? Are you thinking about playing a little bit differently? What's the circumstances for you?
You know, Scott, I knew I was going to get this spot a long time ago, and obviously, you know, I was pretty nervous, and I thought I was going to be really nervous getting up to this week, but actually, you know, getting out there yesterday and getting out there today, I gotta say, I feel very comfortable. Even to my surprise, though, but it's a good feeling because I feel like I belong here, which is a good mindset, and I'm just super excited about this week.
I mean, you've got a lot of experience. You played a lot of tournaments over the years, but like you said, just maybe not on this level. Mm-hmm. But you know, in the end, it's just hitting a golf ball, right?
Yeah, you know, the way I was told, and it's actually a lesson of mine who told me to just think about that way. He said, just approach it the same way you've been approaching your other events, because it's if that key success that was a key success for you, it should stay the same even if it's a bigger event, you know. And at the end of the day, it's just going to tee it up on the ground and then hit it, and then go to the next one and then hit it again and try to hit it as not a fewest number of time possible.
You know, in coming here, you sort of represent not only yourself, but you represent the PGA of Canada pros from across the country. You also represent the province of Quebec, which obviously, as you made some remarks a little early in an event here at TaylorMade, it's been quite some time since a pro from Quebec has made the cut in the Canadian Open. With all those things in there, I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you think about being that representative, or you just say, you know, that's me and that's who I am, and I'll just go ahead and do my thing?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say that, you know, you don't want to put that much pressure on yourself. I'm playing this event. I'm going to definitely do my best I can. I don't want to say, okay, I'm representing Canada, I'm representing Quebec. I think it's just going to put more pressure on me, and I'm okay with that. It's fine. I'm just gonna stick to my game plan and play my best, and if I'm just hoping for the best with that, you know. Obviously, this week a top 10 would definitely be my to-go goal, because the top 10 would give me an exemption into the following week, so that would be pretty awesome.
In doing that and thinking of that way, obviously as a player, how do you see the golf course? I mean, how does it fit your eye? You've been out there, played a little bit.
Yeah, so far I'd been told a lot of things about Glen Abbey, that the rough would be super long and the greens would be firm. I would say so far the rough is getting a little longer. It's a bit thick. You know, I got some couple of shots there that I think, okay, I can get over the tree and then it's going to run out, and then the club got stuck in the ground a little bit more. But the greens are receptive right now. Obviously, we've gotten some rain on Sunday, and it's pouring rain right now, so it's going to get a little bit softer. So, you know, I'm thinking the scores are going to be definitely lower because everybody's going to be throwing darts at the greens. That doesn't change. You know, everybody's still going to play the same course, so that doesn't change anything. It's just going to make it more more birdie style of the golf.
Yeah, I think you probably have some good support here this week. You got a friend caddying for you?
I got a friend. He's actually, he was one of my students back in the days. I met him in Florida, actually. His name is Oliver Gardner. I coached for him on the Fred Cogan Golf Academy. That was 4 years ago. We met there, and he told me, hey, I live in Victoriaville. You can come to my house for Canada Cup, he said. So I was like, oh, okay, good. And then he decided to caddy for me that week, and it worked out great. Caddy for me again the next year, and then last year. And he's caddy for me as well on my first, my last Q school that I played.
Okay.
And he's great to be on my back, because, you know, it's not just somebody who's gonna help me with, okay, this club and that. Mm-hmm. He's always, I feel like he always has the right words. You know, before the event, I'll give him a couple of cues. Okay, if I'm doing this, then try to tell me that. You know, just remind me a couple of times to stay down on the ball and then rotate instead of lifting. So he'll just throw it, not all the time, but just at the right time. And it's like, oh, you know, okay, yeah, I just stick in your zone. And he's pretty good with that. I don't know if he does it intentionally or not, but...
Any family and friends coming down this week to watch?
Yeah, I have my my girlfriend, my parents, and my her parents are going to be here. And a couple of members from my home club at the Golf Academy Longchamp as well are going to be down here.
Nice. So that makes for an extra special week as well.
Indeed.
We're here at TaylorMade Canada. You're a representative of the company as well. You play their product. How interesting is it for you to come and have to do a corporate event like this? Does it feel more, you know, more tour player-like to come and do it and sit in a room full of, you know, media and
others? Yeah, obviously, a little bit. I guess that's their tour life. I guess that's what some of the guys have to do. But I'm super happy to be here, actually. You know, TaylorMade's been helping me for the last 10 years. So it's good for me to give back to them a little bit because they've helped me a lot with the clubs. So obviously, if I can help them branch out with the products, it's obviously a good thing because, you know, I love the club. So if I can share that love with other golfers, it's good.
31 now, if I look back watching you play since you're a junior golfer, how much do you think back of when you were starting to play the game, thinking about maybe getting to the PGA Tour or things like that, and the fact that you are making that start? Do you think back to, you know, maybe that kid having that dream now and that you've kind of at least got that far so far?
Yeah. Obviously, Tiger Woods was one of my biggest fans back then. He still is, actually, even though with all that, everything that's happened just last week, you know, it made us all dream a little bit more with the British Open. I don't think I had a specific time where I said, oh, I want to be a golf professional. It all goes step by step as I play better. And I think it's just life that brings us one step closer to being a professional PGA Tour.
Awesome. Thank you, and good luck this week. Have a great RBC Canadian
Open.
Thank you,
Scott.